Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Remnant House Living. Building this vision together, we help overcome the current conditions of homelessness for abandoned women and children in our community, assisting them by providing safe shelter, life-building tools with biblical structure, and counseling while guiding them on the road to life recovery, giving them the opportunity to experience a brighter future. Your host, Apostle Natalie Young, began her journey to restore lives in Ohio when her own family friends were touched by the overwhelming problems of domestic violence, trials, and displacement by giving adult women and children safety in her own home. Natalie moved to Florida in the late 90s, unaware of the even greater problems in the area. The vision to begin a women's shelter was born, continuing her education at Fowler Christian College in evangelism, crisis counseling, and psychology. She has continued in behavioral studies and was ordained as an apostle January 2013 by Family Life Church of Newport, Kentucky. Vowing to help the women and children abandoned by society, she founded the Remnant House Living, Inc. Now, here's your host, Apostle Natalie Young.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Your Time Prophecy with the Apostle Natalie Young. We are here with attorney Mark Jerkovac to discuss faction. The Republican Party is not a party. And we just want to kind of reiterate what faction means from a Federalist point of view, where it started, what it was meant to do, where we see ourselves going with this. As our government has shifted and divided the nation. Attorney Jerkovac, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Natalie. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Good. Well, just to get started, the country was, when the country was founded, when they set up this government, the idea was to have political parties get elected representing different people of different interests. Republicans represent basically business interests or whatever, and at least they do today, and Democrats represent the quote-unquote working man or whatever, and just to be real general. And what they do is when they get elected, they go to Washington, D.C., and then they each have different interests, but then they argue and debate, and they eventually come to some kind of compromise with each other. But they do work with each other. Over the last couple of decades, the Republican Party has not been working at all with the Democrats. They don't talk to them that much. They don't ever compromise on their positions, hardly ever. And it's become a real problem with government. A good example of this, a couple good examples, when Nixon was fighting the Watergate thing, Republicans in Congress back then didn't do anything like what the Republicans are doing today. They didn't condemn the FBI and the Attorney General and the Justice Department. They waited. They didn't go along with impeachment until the Watergate tapes were released, when it became clear that Nixon was lying and he was involved in the cover up of the burglary at the Watergate Hotel. And then they finally got on board and they voted for impeachment. They told Nixon that we can't stick with you anymore. But what's going on in Washington right now, I mean, these Republicans are – that Nunes, Representative Nunes from Texas, who's in charge of the Intelligence Committee in the House, he's going after the FBI and the Justice Department, saying that there's a secret society there. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I've just never seen this happen before in this country. And the Republicans have been doing this for quite some time, but it's never been as bad as it is now. Scary for our democracy.
So so define what faction is, so the audience knows. And I have something
Okay. I'll define it as James Madison wrote Federalist Paper number 10. And the way he defined faction was a number of citizens, whether amounting to a minority or majority of the whole, who are united and actuated by some common impulse of passion or of interest, adverse to the rights of other citizens or to the permanent and aggregate interest of the community. Now, let me just read just a couple sentences here.
Okay.
Madison understood the most dangerous thing that can happen in society is for a group and its political representatives to act as if their view alone represents the nation. This leads them to think that they alone are the nation and the views of those who disagree with them are not worthy of consideration. And that's basically the point. They think they're right. They think they have the right view, the only view. And for the last couple of decades, it's never been as bad as it is now, but it's been getting worse. The Republicans don't even want to listen to the Democrats. Whereas before, even when a Republican had a majority, Republicans would at least listen, and then they would listen to the Democrats. They would come to some kind of compromise, and laws would be passed, legislation would be passed. That hasn't been happening.
I remember Mitch McConnell saying that the other night, that they've been walking around for months, gushing DACA, whispering about it.
And most Republicans agree with
privately,
DACA.
Wait a minute, or privately, but they're not talking to each other about it. They're having little private conversations about it. So it's not resolving the issue.
And then Trump can't make up his mind about anything because he really doesn't have an opinion about anything. It's ever who's the last person he talked to. I mean, the people in the White House staff dread when he talks to Chuck Schumer of New York or Nancy Pelosi, because when he gets done talking to them, he basically agrees with everything they've said. And then 5 minutes later, he talks to people on his staff, and then he disagrees. Then he goes back and changes his mind. I mean, he's all over the place, but he's got a lot of other problems with the Russia investigation and the.
He's learning, or is that because you think it's a personality flaw?
I think he ran for president and he thought he was going to get a lot of publicity, which he did. I don't know if he really thought he could win, and I don't think he's really thought that much over. I mean, he's a businessman. He hasn't thought that much over the major issues of the day, and he's very pliable. I mean, I don't think he has any real core beliefs about one thing or another, other than to help his business interests and stuff. So, you know, now he's in the White House, and now what the Republican Party, especially in the House of Representatives, is doing and saying about the Justice Department and the FBI is absolutely insane. It's never happened before in this country's history, and they could do great damage to that institution, and that could be very bad because they're the ones that are in the front lines in this defense against terrorism and everything. And it's just amazing what's going on right now. And the only way it could change is if people register, people vote, people learn about these things, people read a little more than they have, people watch things that anything but Fox, I guess, and you just educate yourself and you got to get involved. I mean, you're a citizen of this country. You have a right to vote. Take advantage of it because it does make a difference. Every single vote counts. Although, it's funny saying that when the last two Republican presidents got elected and neither one of them had a majority of the votes. So, but still, every vote does count. And there are a lot of people that don't vote that could vote, but they're not registered. And it's something that people got to take responsibility for.
How do you feel
about that? That's just something we got to deal with. Maybe put it this way, it'll never be addressed until the Democrats are controlling the House and the Senate and the White House, and they don't control either one of them right now. So that won't be addressed for a while, if anybody even thinks it should be, and a lot of people do think it should be addressed. I don't see that in the near future, especially
with
the way.
When Hillary lost the election, that is why she lost it, because when she had the chance to address
it, she had 3 million more votes than Trump, and yet the Electoral College said no, so. That was good the way the country was early on, but I think it's outlived its validity. But that's something that will be debated probably a few years from now at least.
This particular article I'm reading talks about property division and equality when it's speaking of the Federal's paper's summary and analysis. It says, for example, the interests of landowners differ from those who own businesses. Government must not only protect the conflicting interests of the property owners, but must at the same time successfully regulate the conflicts between those within that, with and without property. So
right.
Are they using this as an example? This is an
well,
example.
Well, it's an example of how the system is supposed to work, because you get people elected to Congress representing people that live in the city, people that live in the country. They both have various interests. Well, they get their representatives to go to Congress and they work out something that might not be totally pleasing to either side, but it's a compromise. And so they're both not, for lack of a better term, they're both not screwed, but they both get a little something and that's better than nothing. That's the whole point of our government, really, is compromise between different interests, because there's different interests all over the country, and you know, but that's not happening now. It's the Republicans, and they say our way or the highway, and that's it. And the Democrats have just been outmaneuvered a lot over the last two or three decades, and the only way it's going to change is if they get the majority in the House and they get the majority in the Senate and the White House. If that ever happens, it'd be nice, but don't hold your breath. People have got to – although people have become –
they have got to vote.
And people have become really motivated with Trump in the White House. So you could see a big change coming this November in the midterm elections. You could see the Senate – flip Democrat, and you could see the House maybe. The House has still got a lot of people to make up, but the House is so much Republican because of gerrymandering. And what that is 10 years ago after the last census, or when the last census was, the Republican governors of certain states, of a lot of states, redrew congressional districts, and they redrew them to benefit their party. Let me give you one quick example, and then we could move on from this. But Virginia, let's say Virginia has a million votes when they're voting for their House of Representative people. They have a million votes, and they have 10 representatives to send to Congress. The way they drew up their districts, this is just an example. Let's say 600,000 people voted for Democratic people going to the House of Representatives, and only 400,000 voted for Republicans. So you would figure if 10 seats, the Democrats would have at least 6 seats, and the Republicans would have 4. But because of gerrymandering, of redrawing of the districts, Republicans got 7 and Democrats got 3, even though there were many more people voting for Democrats throughout the state. Now, the only way that happens is by redrawing these districts to favor their party. And Pennsylvania just last week ordered that the Republicans had to redraw the districts in their state because they were totally unconstitutional based on the Pennsylvania Constitution. So, but that's just – there are so many things going on out there that – people just – they can learn it, but you just got to research and read about it. But it's
– but once those lines –
but the most important thing, like you said, you got to vote. Learn about some of the issues. Find some issues you like, and if there's a candidate out there you like, to support him or her. And at the very least, show up on election day and vote. It's very important.
At the very least. But it also –
it's a lot.
For candidates. It's a lot. It's a lot, and I don't think voters are very informed. That was the one thing that I always find out when I get to the polls, is that people don't know who to vote for because they don't pay attention to that before they get there. So when you get a Democratic ticket, somebody hands you a flyer, you just go down the flyer and you hit everyone that's on that flyer, versus knowing what they stand for or what side are they really advocating on, what they do in their personal life. I just know that people do that. All you have to do is hand them the endorsement flyer, and they just go right down the list. They're really not paying attention.
Well, Well, to tell you the truth, just my own personal opinion, If they're voting and they're voting in the big elections and stuff, if they're picking up that Democratic card, I'm not disagreeing with that. But I know what you're saying, though. What you're saying is right, though. But the most important thing is at least get out there to vote, and hopefully eventually they'll take time to learn more about the issues and stuff, but just exercise your right to vote and talk to people about it too. Talk to your family, talk to your friends, talk to them about this stuff. Although right now it's mm-hmm. really tough to talk to people, especially if they're on the other side of what you think is right. And it's just shortly, it ends up in a screaming match a lot of times. And that's too bad. That's the way this country is right now. It's really fractioned. I mean, I've never seen it like this.
That's what I keep saying too. I have never seen anything like it in my entire life. I mean, you don't even know where to start chipping away at it. Everybody, just like you said, has to find something that they like or that they're interested in and start the fight. Just chip away at it. I mean, I'm huge on domestic violence. I'm huge on advocating law for victims. And so that's where
right.
I started chipping away. That's where I started chipping
right.
away at it. And
well,
I
don't want to say those are easy issues, but most people agree with those issues. Most people totally agree with those issues on both parts.
Well, why are they so
Nobody's
silent
gonna,
on them?
Well, on the federal level,
right.
it's a different thing. But most people do agree with those issues, I would think. Nobody's
it is
pro
different.
Domestic
it sounded
violence.
Like it was different
any,
on the federal level today.
Well, if anybody
they
advocated
it
they were pro
like,
domestic violence, they wouldn't win. I think that's
wow.
safe to say.
Yeah, we can say that, but where are they standing up for it at?
Yeah.
I remember Janet Jackson, she ran her whole campaign on that and won. But then she stepped down. So, you know, where do we have another advocate that would step up to the plate? You all need to get me ready. Really. I'm not afraid of it. They just needed, like, I keep working towards that, even in my own personal life, to reestablish that credibility to do something of that great. We need advocates out there for women and for kids. They're the most vulnerable. And I believe they're going to get left behind in this fight because more and more the politics in this administration is becoming a man's game.
Well,
the women
are going to make a big difference in the midterm elections coming up in November. There are a ton of women that are going to be running and a ton of women that are going to be elected to Congress. I am really, really positive about that. But we'll see.
But are they women
I'm
that
very
will advocate for other women? I mean,
yeah,
Roy Moore. I mean, the women were advocating for him. It was unbelievable.
Those are part of the fact. Those are members of the faction. Those are members of the Republican faction. They, no matter what their candidate does or whatever, they're still going to follow him or her. It doesn't matter. Plus 2 = 7. You could tell them 2 + 2 = 4 till the cows come home, and they will not believe it. If their person says 2 + 2 = 7, that's what they believe.
Jesus.
That's what we're dealing with. That's why you got to get involved. You got to get registered. You got to vote.
So it's an illusion.
No, it's reality.
It's an illusion. Well, it's not a reality if they refuse to believe truth.
No, I know that.
That's
but
how
it,
they twisted media that way.
President Obama said on his interview with David Letterman on Netflix, "You've got a third of the people in this country operating in a completely different universe than the rest of us." And he's right. He was dead serious, and he's right. I mean, the people that watch Fox News and listen to Rush Limbaugh, they are living in a completely different world than the rest of the country. A completely different factual world. It's a different world. That's why people got to register and vote.
Register and
but
vote.
That's my speech.
But the people living in a different world are the ones that came out and registered and voted for Trump.
Right, but there's still a ton of people that never vote in this country, which is a disgrace to the United States as a country. It really is. I mean, we're happy when we get close to 60% of the population that's entitled to vote that votes. There's a lot of work to be done.
Yeah, there is a lot of elders that said, you know, we're not going to vote for either one. And they just gave up voting. And I'm like, you can't do that. That means you're just leaving this generation to wing it for themselves.
Right.
There were a lot of people that felt like that.
Yeah, I know.
And just left this generation to sort it out for themselves. So if they didn't step up to the plate, then they just, you know, they were just out there.
No.
Jesus. It's fascinating. Where do you see this going in the next 4 years?
So I see a lot more people becoming involved. I think the election of Donald Trump is going to motivate more people, especially young people, to get involved in the process. And you're going to see more people come out to vote than we've ever seen before. Donald Trump is still in office in 4 years, and he runs for re-election. I think it'll be the biggest turnout in the history of this country, but percentage-wise, there will be more people that vote and become involved in that election than we've ever seen before.
At least that's
a step in the right direction.
Do you have a personal, a legal opinion, if you can express one, on what's going on with the Russian investigation?
It's Robert Mueller knows a lot more than what we've been told through the media. I mean, President Trump's supposed to be saying he wants to testify in front of Mueller, in front of the FBI, and you know his lawyers don't want him to testify. But you know, it's to put it this way, he's worried on two fronts. He's worried about the Russian investigation, you know, cooperating or being complicit with the Russians and damaging Hillary Clinton during the campaign and then winning the election. And he's also worried about firing Jim Comey, who is investigating this for the FBI, and now he's got problems with obstruction of justice. So he's got some serious problems. But the thing is, though, there are like 35% of the people out there, 30 to 35%, that no matter what Donald Trump does, will still love and support him. I mean – And I don't know if there's anything. There's maybe if he gets convicted or if he gets charged or impeached, maybe a few will begin to doubt him. But he has a really strong following, and you know, even I'll give you a perfect example. Even among evangelicals, you know, it just came out where he was having, you know, he had an affair when his kid was 4 months old with Stormy Daniels, the porn star. And then the evangelicals don't think, you know, they don't think anything of it. If that would have been Barack Obama or something, they would have been screaming high heaven. I mean, you can imagine what would have happened if Barack Obama ever was accused of doing something like that. I mean, they would have been burning down Washington D.C. for Christ's sake. But you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens. We'll know in the next 2 or 3 weeks whether he's gonna testify, and if he doesn't want to testify and Robert Mueller wants him to testify, he can give him a subpoena and he'll have to testify in front of the grand jury.
Yeah.
So he can't avoid that.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. You're listening to Your Time Prophecy with the Apostle Natalie Young and Attorney Mark Jerkovec. We're talking about faction, today's politics, the climate, what we see happening down the line. What we want to say to everyone is please vote. You have to vote. There is no way that you can let this fight go on and not be involved in it. How many women were out there protesting? There were like almost a million women out there again, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep, a year anniversary from his inauguration. Yeah, from when he was sworn in, yeah. And it was even bigger than the day of the inauguration. So that's what I'm saying. Women are really motivated across the country, which is good.
We've got to get them. They're fighting in Florida.
I'm sorry.
They're fighting in Florida to get the felons re-registered to vote because Rick Scott took that away. Well, I was out there with them registering felons, and then he pulled it. At the end of it. I mean,
right.
He pulled it right back off the table. That's another major issue.
No.
He did it. He wasted all that time. We had all those seminars. We were at centers. We were everywhere. And he pulled it off the table.
It's ridiculous.
He pulled it off the table. So they're doing it again. I think it's going to be on the ballot. in November.
Once you pay your debt to society, you should be able to vote. It's totally ridiculous. It's just insane.
Well, I think once you pay your debts to society, they should stop victimizing you. Just leave you alone. You know, a lot more people could prosper and be progressive in society if they would just leave them alone. Stop victimizing them over and over and over and over again based on the past. And we're not going to go there. But it's just really ridiculous. And maybe, you know, there's some people in the Republican Party that don't feel that way. But then there's others that do. And so we're fighting with this. I mean, even the police are frustrated in this. It's so much division. You have to choose your morals over the law to make it an equal playing field. That's how I see it. You have to choose morals. You have to choose the right thing to do versus what the law is telling you to do, because the laws are not matching up at this point. And I know you can't really get into that, but I can say it. But maybe you'll help us fight one day. I keep asking you that. But maybe, you run for office. Do something. Do something to get in the fight. And I know you just keep contemplating it. He just keeps contemplating what's next. What's next for this country? How can we all do something, Attorney Jerkovac, that will move us forward outside of voting?
No, it's the most important thing is to vote. Get involved. Get involved in the process. Vote. If you vote and you become involved, you'll become educated and you'll get more involved. Once you get started and you take an interest in it, it can be very addicting, and that's a good addiction to have.
Well, yeah. Well, it's just what we knew to do, taught from a child, that everybody's going to vote. This generation. I saw, people find excuses not to vote. They can't get off work. That's another thing. I think people should be registered to vote when they get driver's license, whether they're 16 or 18, whatever the age is now. They should be registered to vote then. When they first get ID, they should have to register to vote. Whether they use the ability to vote, they should still have a law that says they need to be registered to vote. And I thought that was a good thing during the Hillary campaign. They need to bring back some implementations. I have a problem right now with my tooth, so it's kind of hard for me to talk. But they need to implement driver's ed again. They need to get the kids involved in things that keep them progressive so they'll want to be progressive. That's just not happening anymore. It's not happening anymore. They don't have, home economics. They don't have things that keep them involved in everyday life, if that makes any sense. Didn't know how to use a screwdriver. So if they're learning how to work on cars, all that is part of life and keeping life progressively going. If they know how to build their doghouse or have wood shop, they know how to keep life progressively going. They're just not teaching them that from a moral standpoint, so I don't think they pay attention. All they know is to go out and get a job, and they will use that job, I can't get off work, to go vote. So we should let everybody off to vote when it's voting time. Supervisors should give, a certain amount of time for people to go vote.
We should have a national voting day where it's a day off. It's a national holiday. And you should be able to vote Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And you have Friday off. It should be a national holiday. It should be 3 days.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
But that's too democratic, though. That makes too much sense.
Well, they have early voting. You should take advantage of early voting.
And that's a good thing to have. Yeah, that's a great thing to have. Early voting's fantastic.
But what if you're working 7 days a week?
You could write in a vote. You don't even have to. You could mail it in. You can get an absentee ballot, and you could fill it out in your house and stick it in your mailbox, and boom, it'll be there. You don't even have to go to the Board of Elections, although that's not that hard to do. But you don't even have to do that. You can get an absentee ballot sent to you from the Board of Elections. You could just do your voting right inside your house and then mail it back to the Board of Elections.
What can this state do more to help with absentee ballots? What are the laws that you think are hindering them?
There aren't that many. We got pretty good absentee. We got a pretty good system here in Ohio. I'm pretty pleased. I vote absentee every year, unless there's a special election or a midterm. But in the big elections, I usually pick up an absentee ballot and I used to do that, but now I go down to the Board of Elections and go in there and vote early. It's pretty good. It's not bad. It could be worse. I'll tell you, there was a time not too long ago where unless you showed up election day, you didn't vote. So the more time we have to vote, the better. The more time we have to get more people involved, the better.
I do remember that if you didn't go that day, you couldn't vote. And everything was backed up and, geez.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot all about that. We appreciate your time. Is there anything?
Well, I appreciate you calling me.
Yeah. Well, we love you. That you know, we've known you for so many years, and we thought this was a very, very important topic. That it's just our climate in 2018 is just not what it was designed to be in Congress. Is that how we can summarize it?
Yep.
It's not an equal
playing
field.
That's why nothing gets done. That's why nothing gets done. At least nothing good,
because
that's for sure.
They're not communicating.
Nope.
And then when they do, it's one-sided.
Yep.
It's incredible. So I think Congress, we if you can hear us out there, you just, you know, choose morals over politics.
Yeah.
What is all
that would solve a lot of problems.
What about DACA from a legal standpoint? What about DACA?
When the kid was brought into this country as a child, and they've gone to school, and they've gotten good jobs, and they've been productive, they should be allowed to stay here and become citizens. I don't see how anybody can argue with that. They didn't choose to come here. They were brought here as children, and they followed the rules. They've done things right. They're either still going to school or they're working productively. They should be allowed to stay in this country. I do not have a problem with
that
at all.
What about the parents?
Neither do most Republicans. Neither do most Republicans. They agree with that. But it's just we've already been down this road. You and I have already been down this road earlier in the show. But thanks for calling. I appreciate it, Natalie. Keep up the good work.
We love you. We love you.
Take care, Natalie.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
No problem. Bye-bye. We love Attorney Jerkovec. He's, like, great. We've known him for so many years. He's real candid in his conversations, and I hope you understood his excerpt on faction and his explanation and how he analyzed the parties. And I think we pretty much see that, that they're not getting along. They're just being sociable. It's very, very divided. And we have to find a way. The only way to fix this division is to vote. It's up to us. It's up to the communities. It's up to society to change the way this wheel is turning. And saying it that voting doesn't matter is absolutely wrong. The more votes, the better. Risk it. Just this one time, I'm going to vote to see what happens. In most states, felons can vote. Don't believe the hype that they can't vote. Pull yourself up by the bootstraps and start doing something progressive. Stop wasting your time on the ground doing nothing. Get involved in something that you like to do, something you want to fight for in your life, and stay there and just fight for it. We love you. This is Apostle Natalie Young on Your Time Prophecy. And that's what you've been listening to. We're out of here. Thanks. Tune in next week. 7 p.m. Thursday. jot our number down. You can listen on your phone. You can listen on your phone. It's 818-39-8939. You can listen on our website at theremnanthouseliving.org. You can listen at www.rhlministryradio.com. On either of the tabs at the top, you can hit radio, and you'll be able to listen to our broadcast. You can also find us on Blog Talk. We're about to go over to Spreaker. Once we get it set up, I'm like out of time almost every day, but we're working diligently to get out here and put more, have more social media outlets for you, more radio outlets for you, get larger again. We just love you, and we thank you. Let's listen to James Fortune as we close out.
Let's do it. If you know you got a favor on your life.
Thanks for tuning in.
You've been listening to Your Time Prophecy with the Apostle Natalie Young every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on RHLMinistryRadio.com. Don't forget to give us a call at 818-739-8939. We'd like to hear from you. See you next week.